Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, I only want to be with you on a Monday morning. Good morning to everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Oh, my God, did we get some rain. Woke me up, man. I guess we haven't had – I didn't even realize it. It hadn't been raining much here. I swear I didn't realize it. But, boy, it made up for it one day. I looked outside, and, man, it was pouring. Good God, in the middle of the night, all night, the whole deal. We say good morning, everybody. Okay, so I thought last weekend coming in on a Monday was really busy. But Super Bowl, obviously Kansas City, Philly kicking off their party today, or actually really kind of started, but we'll get really rolling tomorrow. The NBA trade deadline is Thursday at 3 o'clock, but forget about that. Kyrie literally barked, and they got rid of him so quickly. Kyrie Irving says, I want out. I don't want to play here. I want out. They couldn't get rid of him fast enough. The owner said, here's the deal for the Brooklyn Nets. Make sure you trade him anywhere but where he really wants to go, to the Lakers to play with LeBron. Any offer but the Lakers, I will sign off on. Get us as much as we can for the guy. This is the last year of his contract. So this is a weird one. This is a weird one that I think has no shot past the going to the playoffs, because they're going to go to the playoffs. Watching the Dallas Mavericks, that Kyrie, what's the chance that Kyrie Irving is going to re-sign with the Dallas Mavericks? I know Mark Cuban thinks he's pretty cool with all the people and, you know, playing with Luka Doncic and everything. Look, he's like, that's nothing. I played with Kevin Durant. I still wanted out. And he was about ready to come back. And we've had a really good team. But, boy. So we got that news, and we'll jump on that. You heard the update there from Woody this morning. Duke and Miami tonight in Coral Gables. Not just that, but Tampa Bay Lightning right out of the All-Star game. And, by the way, congratulations to Matthew Tkachuk, MVP of the NHL All-Star game. Pretty cool for him. But really, outside of yesterday, no time to really celebrate, because they're going to jump right back in it. They are out of the top eight spots right now, trying to jump back in with 30 games left and open up against Tampa Bay at home tonight. So we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, as a lot of teams playing, a lot of news, the trade deadline Thursday at 3 o'clock, and will the Heat, matter of fact, a lot of people thought the Heat were going to jump all over this Kyrie Irving thing and try to make a move, and it just didn't sound right to me. Like, hey, Kyle Lowry, we'll throw him in. Everybody goes, yeah, that's a great trade. Nothing against Kyle Lowry. I know he plays hard. The dude is 36 years old. I don't know. We throw him in trades and all the teams looking for leadership. And
just say it. He has no value, man.
I just don't know.
What kind of value does he have that he don't even play him down the stretch?
Yeah. Right. No.
They were never going to be able to get into this Kyrie thing. Not with the players they have
not,
now.
Not with breaking up
one of your big pieces.
And they're not doing that.
You don't want to do for a guy like Kyrie Irving.
They weren't going to give up their big three. And I'm sure Riley looked into it, right? I mean, just seeing.
Well, I think you have to do your due diligence. But how weird is it, the fact that Dallas comes out and they go, oh, well, we'll figure out his contract after this thing? It appears to me that they just want to show Luka that, hey, we're trying here. Like, we'll, you know, make the necessary moves to try to win a championship with you here. But it's a very, very strange deal, man, to give up that many pieces to get a guy that's
lost a couple of good pieces, man. That's for sure. I'm with you, man.
And then there's certainly no guarantee he signs there. There's no guarantee they even want him there. You know, if he pulls a stunt while he's in Dallas and takes some time off for one of his things, you know,
he almost got me,
man.
Woody. He almost got me because he was playing so well. He was really zeroed in on basketball. Even when Kevin Durant went out, he had some great games and hit some big shots late to win some games. And I went, wow.
Never been the issue. He's always been very good. He's an excellent player.
But, man, I don't know what happens when he goes home and all of a sudden he wants out. He wants this. And then they're saying, yeah, it didn't have to do with the new contract. I just want out of here. It took too long. Like, dude. And I really thought his game plan was going to be, I'm going to show the league. I'm going to get my value back up. I'm going to put together a great season. Basically keep my mouth shut. Show that I can play with people. And he just couldn't help himself. He went back to Kyrie, said, oh, man, 27 points a game was what I'm averaging. Let me go ahead and bark. And by then, they were tired of the barking, right? They were tired of the dog pooping all over the floor. They just said, that's enough, man.
I just wonder which franchise is going to be dumb enough to give this guy, or arrogant enough, I guess that would be the word, right? Arrogant enough.
See all the teams that
give.
Were interested?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely,
see all the teams?
Man. The guy can play. So do you want to tie yourself to this guy long term? He's looking for a lot of money.
Clippers, Lakers, the Mavs, the Suns, the Bulls, the Heat. No matter what the Heat said, if they could have flipped something, they would have jumped in on this party too. And I get it because Riley,
top 15 player easily.
Riley goes, I can rehab. I've seen this thing about all these great coaches and front offices, and where the culture is just sweet. Nothing can mess up the culture. We can bring in anybody. We rehabilitate everybody here and get them to buy into the team concept.
Now that guy will mess up your culture,
boy.
He's done it everywhere he's gone, man. I mean, think about it.
He just went turd again, man. I just.
Every single place that he's been, Joe.
His coach. He wasn't happy when he played with Cleveland. With LeBron, he was bitching.
Fought his
people.
Way out of there. Remember, he went to Boston. He hated Boston. Hated Brooklyn. I mean, how many more places is this guy going to go that he just ends up not liking?
I don't
he's
know.
Been in every big market there is, almost. Now you got Dallas.
But I will say the best move of the whole thing here in the news that the owner for the Nets said, hey, trade him anywhere, get as much as you can. I don't care what the Lakers offer. You do not trade him to the Lakers. That's where he wants to go. Screw them and screw him. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it like enough. Enough what you put me through. Paid you guys a lot of money. That will go whether you want to go Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, if you want to throw James Harden in there, and they're going, oh, that might have been too much. Those guys didn't like each other. Bad Kimmett. You can say whatever you want. But whether it was the two of them or the three of them will go down as one of the biggest busts of trying to put together a team that we'll ever have. Hell, they didn't even play that much together.
Played 8 games together, so.
God.
It's crazy, right? I think they won one playoff series and played 8 games again.
And now Kevin's all by himself coming back. So how long before Kevin Durant goes, hey, does he try to put it out there before Wednesday? I'm injured for a few more days, or I think he's back in the next week or so.
I don't think he forces his way out now.
So you just say, hey, man, I'm going to play with you guys.
He may like it there, Joe. I have no idea what's going on in Kevin Durant's head, but to have to play with a guy like Kyrie has got to be – that's got to wear on you, man.
Hey. And that was your buddy. When this all started, back to the airport, and the two guys were kind of, hey, screw all the other fraternities in this league of players and the cliques. We're going to do it together, brother. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie turned into Kyrie, even against Kevin Durant. He just couldn't help himself.
Did you see there was a photo of Kyrie and Luka when they had played and they were hugging? And they go, oh, this new relationship, because that's got to be the only guy that he hasn't burnt in the league yet, right, out of the stars that are left that aren't part of that. Like, Luka's not part of the group of guys, right?
No.
Like, he's not part of that group. So maybe Kyrie is, like, the last guy that he hasn't pissed off in the league.
Have you kind of noticed Giannis, too, all the great players, foreign players, they don't really belong in any cliques.
No.
They're not on the banana boat team, or they don't do all that stuff in the off season. And then we got other guys that, you know, have some strong clique, especially around LeBron. And Kevin Durant seems like he's never really bought into the LeBron James clique either, and it's been really interesting. Steph Curry's kind of done his own thing, and he's kind of stayed away and kind of been all in with Klay on the Golden
guys
State
like
thing.
Steph, right? I mean, at least they respect him, but
I always
I
felt
don't see
like
Kyrie
before
hanging out with anyone, man. Like All-Star Weekend's coming up here, I don't see Kyrie being pals and hanging out with any of that group.
Luka.
Yeah, it's his last friend.
Hey, Luka. All right. Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning that we'll jump on. I left kind of a big story out, but I didn't forget about it because you can't make all this up. Josh Gattis, as you know, is out as offensive coordinator at the University of Miami. Well, the defensive coordinator, Kevin Steele, has decided to join Alabama and be their defensive coordinator, so he's out. So Mario Cristobal will now be looking for a quarterback coach, offensive and defensive coordinator. So, and again, I think it's just got to be the right guy. And I don't know, man. I'd like to see I think – I'm trying to be nice about this. I think Kevin Steele leaving was not a big deal to Mario Cristobal. We're all to be really honest. The adjustments that weren't made, the old style, sometimes when you don't change with the times. Now, listen, he's going to Alabama where you don't have to change with anything because you're going to have really good football players, and you'll be just fine. And this goes back to Josh Gattis a little bit too on my theory with both of them. They got there, took the jobs, great. And then during spring football, I think they got a little reality check, even – with the summer still ahead, that our teams aren't very good. The group of guys we have don't look anything like some of the other guys that we've been around and coached up. And so now all of a sudden you're getting your ass kicked in certain areas during the game, and you don't make adjustments. And I don't think Kevin Steele made great adjustments. And the Josh Gattis thing, again, you go from that Michigan offense to last year. So again, you got to have somebody who can make adjustments on the fly during the game, even if it's something you're not comfortable coaching. You can't just be comfortable. You got to make sure you have something to allow your guys. If you can't stop the run, you got to make some adjustments and bring it up and not just get your guys continue to get pounded. That'd be my little take on both those guys that were there. And hey, man, the next time you go get some coordinator, this is a lesson for everybody, and they've done nothing but coach great teams and coach great players. You better make sure they understand what they're coming to till you get it turned around. And I'm not sure those guys really got the picture that we're going to have to get pretty creative here to overcome some of the weaknesses on both sides of the football last year. Just my take as as we look at everything that's going on. So we got a lot of stuff going on here. And the trade deadline, of course, does that mean the Heat are going to stick with what they have and go Bam, Jimmy, Tyler, and whatever we get from the West for the rest of these guys? Or do they look at Duncan Robinson, try to throw him in, Kyle Lowry? Can they move Kyle Lowry? There's no doubt in my mind if they could, they would, because he's still got another year left on his contract. And Woody, some things you can tell us and we go, okay, but when a guy's not playing at the end of the game, you're telling us all we need to know when your point guard, your 36-year-old point guard, does not play. You can say whatever you want. You can hear this and go, well, that's BS, you don't know. Your best players are going to play at the end of the game.
But another very bad signing, by the way.
Your best
player.
I mean,
that goes in the bad signing list, man. That was a really rough one, and he just has not delivered.
His last
Hell, you
five
probably
games.
Would have been better off with Goran Dragic than Kyle Lowry. At least Goran Dragic, you know. Yeah, I don't say Kyle Lowry doesn't play hard, but he's tough to watch, man. He's been tough to watch his entire career. He's a big flopper, all that stuff,
that's,
whatever. But
that's you can't say always hard to watch. See, I'm with you.
I just wasn't a huge fan of him, to be honest.
But he was really good, like in Toronto. What are you talking about?
He was good, Joe, but
he was really a good player. He was clutch. He was tough. Yeah. And now you throw his whole career under the bus. I'm talking about the guy that's shooting like 25% the last five games and you go way back to when he was in Toronto.
But he's been a problem since he got here.
Yes.
Well, Joe, I mean, you know, you go back
but
to
you
what
can't
he
take
said.
The Toronto stuff back. I can't even talk to you.
But you go back to what he said at the end of this at the end of the season when he was like, you know, Riley was kind of saying what he said, and you know, Lowry goes, I don't even hear it.
Well,
you know, I mean, you kind of, I think at that point knew that this thing probably wasn't going to work out, right?
I don't.
Most guys fall in line. Like Riley says something, and most guys kind of get the message, right?
Yeah, but I think you knew. Listen, he loves veteran guys coming in here, getting a lot out of him at the end. But again, Spo has spoken. The fact that he doesn't play down the end of these games, he's not playing. That's, you know, and he, well, you know, don't read into that. What do you mean don't read into that? How am I supposed to read into it? Your best players? Dwayne Wade not playing at the end of games? I mean, at the end of his career, was Dwayne Wade was still playing. Hey, Dwayne, you're not going to start, but you'll finish games. All right.
I just don't know who would take these guys off your hands. You know, Duncan Robinson, he's a shooter, but.
Well, he's hurt too. You don't think that hasn't helped his value?
Certainly doesn't help his value when, you know, you're a team that's miserable at shooting threes and you can't find a spot in the rotation for this guy, even when he's healthy.
Yep. I don't disagree.
That's kind of an issue.
They have made two moves that, and by the way, you know, usually they're so good and have pretty good pulse on the things they've done. But so now all of a sudden, Duncan Robinson's weaknesses have become an issue going back to the playoffs last year and apparently continue this year where his minutes have been cut back. He doesn't start. Now he's injured, which the guy was one of the most durable guys they've had. Yeah, and then that with Kyle Lowry. So we'll see what happens the next couple of days and see if they can't package something and make some moves, or do they just go, you know what, we're in every game. And they were, even against Milwaukee the other night. They're in every game until the Greek Freak got a little freaky and started dominating that game underneath with some big buckets. All right, we got to go to break. We're running a little bit late here. We got a lot of stuff. We're going to be all over the board today, man. So if you feel like being all over the sports board, well, you're the right place to be. We'll take
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A quick break. We'll be back in a moment. All right, we're back here. Dude, it's incredible nobody says something because all you do is complain about these things.
I didn't complain. I just...
Well, I mean, you're complaining by the way you read them like you're brand new here in town. Like,
I'd love for them to have you do it. Just say, hey, Joe's going to do the traffic from now on. Or maybe they bring a traffic person in. That'd be the ideal scenario, like the afternoon show. There's like nine people.
They're really down on this right here, man. I don't know what happened to us.
Maybe they're down on you. Yeah, I don't know, man. Did you say something to the boss? I know he doesn't see you much.
I haven't said anything. He didn't get here too often by the time we're leaving. But yeah, he didn't get here at all. Usually we're gone and send you a text. All right. Hey, good morning to everybody. We've got a lot of stuff to get to besides ripping our boss who he's basically part time. Listen, nice guy. He's just part time.
No, but he's full time in the new world of, like, you know, where you can work from home, but people don't really know if you're working or not. You know,
that,
I mean,
that's very true.
I think a lot of people here work from home. I don't know if they're doing anything, but they work from home.
You got to be self-motivated to work at home full time.
Yes,
I would agree with that, because it'd be real easy when the wife says, hey, let's go grab a bite, eat. Screw it. Nobody knows. They can always get a hold of you.
Yeah, you just leave your computer on.
I wouldn't
have any motivation to work from home. Would you? I mean, you would. Well, you were miserable working from home.
I just need to be in here, man. That's
you
just
were,
me.
You were tough.
Everybody's
yeah.
different. Everybody's different. That's fine. All right. Hey, listen, we do have a lot of stuff. I want to get some Heat basketball here as they get set to Wednesday to play the Pacers after winning just one of the four games on the road. All, by the way, competitive in every game. Every game you're sitting there in the fourth going, damn, they got a chance to win this. They had some nice comebacks and haven't been able to close them out. But kind of a big week. Houston, Orlando Friday and Saturday to try to get this thing rolling. And those are the teams you got to beat, whether you're at home or on the road. I believe they play Orlando on the road. But got to get those games. And, of course, down the stretch we go here with the All-Star break still right around the corner here, but want to get things going and start playing a little bit better than you are right now, stuck in that sixth position here and not doing a lot of good stuff. But anyway, trade deadline coming up. If you're paying attention to that, that thing is also right around the corner. Thursday at 3:00 is the trade deadline. Kyrie Irving is out of Brooklyn on his way to Dallas to play with Luka Doncic, and we'll see how that plays out with two guys that can both light it up. And so we have all that stuff and find out if the Heat try to pull off a trade. Now, listen, they're definitely listening, and not only are they listening, but I got to believe that they're aggressively out calling teams too that they think might be interested in anything outside of the big three of Bam, Jimmy, and Tyler. So the Duncan Robinson one's a really interesting one. He's about ready to come back here pretty soon. I don't know where he fits into everything. I really don't, with Max Strus and Gabe Vincent and other guys there, and Oladipo, who's a little banged up right now, but anyway, you think they make a move, Woody?
I mean, I think they're going to try. I just like I say, I don't know who out there is looking for your scraps at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
there's no question they'd love to. I think they'd rather get rid of those guys and basically get very little to nothing in return. Like, I think you'd want them off your team if you could, but especially Lowry. What's out there, Joe? Like, who wants these guys?
I don't know. I keep hearing the Clippers and Lowry and
there's got to be a team that's interest. Arrogant enough out there that thinks, like, all right, Duncan Robinson, we can change the scenery. Maybe he's worth something to somebody. But Kyle Lowry, I can't imagine. I mean, look, Kyle takes off time, man. He's got that part-time deal, too.
You don't think Duncan Robinson has been in the last year, since last year, when they basically didn't play him in the playoffs? You don't think they've thrown him out there a bunch in trade talks? You don't think?
I mean, I'm sure they have, but they're like I said, there might be a team out there that's looking for a shooter, but you're not going to get anything in return that's going to help you, you know, get back to where you were last year, this year. I don't think that deal's out there to be made.
And you got 36-year-old Kyle Lowry, who is struggling right now in a bad one. Plus, he's injured. I guess he'll. I don't know if he's back tonight or Wednesday or not, but hasn't been very good. I mean, his last 5 to 6, 7 games, just not very good. Numbers down, obviously not playing late in games. He's not playing at all, where he used to be feisty defensively. So, anyway, we'll see how it all plays out with all the news and Brooklyn wasting no time getting Kyrie Irving. As soon as he bitched, it was like the next time he barks, get rid of his ass. Oh, okay, I want out, and I won't play in the second half of the season, and I will sit it out. Like, you need to move me. I don't even care about a new contract. I just want out of here. Okay, good. You're going to the Mavs. You're not going to Lakers. You're going to the Mavs. You're not going to Clippers. You're going to the Mavs and play with Luka.
You think a guy like that ever looks back at the end of his career and he's like, what the hell did I do?
No.
You just think he's that just in his own world?
No, so I don't think he – well, listen, I give him a little bit of credit. He said he didn't handle things well with LeBron. I have heard him say that. I know they were breaking down Kyrie yesterday or the day before and talking about he admitted he made a mistake and it was on him with the whole LeBron thing when he's throwing LeBron under the bus and he wants to have his own team and he's tired of the way he took some shots at LeBron. And now he would love to be back with him because he realizes maybe it's not so bad in that situation. But I got to tell you, man, he's turned out to be a real turd. He has turned out to be. I always say this. When it's team, there's no black and white in team. There's not. You get guys to play together, and he just, there is no team in Kyrie at all. He is, all right, 27 a game. I've been helping us win games. I need to get out of here. Showing y'all, keep my mouth shut now. Get trade me. I want out before the trade deadline. And you know what's amazing? The other part of this that always gets me, just to tell you, there's a shortage of great players. There are a lot of teams interested in going, what would it take to get him? I know, and he may not sign with us. Sure would be nice to have that dude's skill on the court. Because you're right, when he's on the court and you watch him play, he does things that basically nobody can do, or almost. I don't want to throw Steph in there, but, I mean, he can be clutch. He hits shots.
He's as talented as they come, man. There's no denying that.
Trust him. And if you don't want to be and you're already, like, I don't know. Do you know what the relationship is with he and Kevin Durant? I can't tell. I got no idea.
I have no idea, man. It seems like they never play together, but I can't imagine it's good now.
Well, it can't be. How good can it be? Like, yeah, hey, dude, I'm about ready to come back and you want out?
Kyrie doesn't seem like he's friendly with anyone in the league. I don't know. He's an all-star starter, which would be pretty interesting to see how that whole deal works out there. But it's very difficult, man. I mean, look, remember all the things that have gone down with him over the last few years? I mean, he comes
We've
out with
all.
The vaccine thing, and I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm the voice of the voiceless. Again, he just tries to be smarter than everyone else, and he doesn't really – I don't even know if he has a cause. He just kind of speaks for the sake of speaking.
Yeah. But if you're looking for a guy that when it's all said and done goes, I made a lot of I don't think he's that guy. Listen, he stands by things that he believes in, whether it hurts the team or not. He cares. That's the last thing on his mind.
But the stuff he believes in is just like the last thing that we went through here where he's promoting the anti-Semitic stuff and it's like, I'm not going to apologize. What are you doing?
He took a while to come around on that before he realized, like, man.
I mean, he really made his point. Yeah, I don't like the Jews. I got you, Kyrie. We got you, man. Like, on behalf of all of us out here, we got you. But at some point, you got to walk it back a little, don't you? You got a pretty big following out there, and you want to make money and play basketball.
Well, look at this, though.
He's such an idiot.
But Woody, this offseason, if he just says, hey, Dallas, I'm out, you can have a lot of teams trying to get him and offer him big money. He continues to play the way
That's the question, though, Joe. Does somebody offer him the big money in a long-term deal? Because he is he's a lunatic, for lack of a better word. I mean, he is out of his mind. And, when's the next time he's going to find something on Amazon or whatever that piques his interest? Some nonsense. And he's, I don't know how many more of these the league is. From a PR standpoint alone, how many more of these is the league going to deal with before they say get lost?
They're not going to do it. Not going to get rid of him.
By the way, if you can't tell, I despise him.
No, I could tell.
I think he's one of the most talented basketball players I've ever
seen. You haven't given me anything, even stuff that offends people, enough that the league's going to kick him out. There's nothing. As long as he can play. Now, listen, if he was a turd.
At some point, you get blackballed by teams, right? I mean, at some point, I mean.
Probably some team.
I can't imagine someone offering him a max extension of some
kind.
So
you don't think he's looking at a 4-year, close to $200 million deal?
The Nets didn't want to give it to him.
Oof.
You think the Mavs are going to want to? I mean, unless this thing goes real smoothly here down the stretch, I don't know, man.
Mark Cuban I think they'd give him whatever he wants if he stays and he's a – you know, and the experience here for the second half.
The first time in his career that he was able to stay in a place without an issue.
No, I agree. I agree. And the other problem is I just think he's got Lakers in his blood right now and is dying to get back and try this thing again with LeBron James. But and he can do that, by the way. That's I'm Mark Cuban. I'm a little concerned about his thing about wanting to get back, especially after Brooklyn at least blocked him for a half a season. Hey, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff on a Monday morning besides Kyrie. Trying to figure out Kyrie. You know, Kyrie, trying to figure out Kyrie is a little bit like trying to figure out Antonio Brown. That dude, every time he says something, I don't even like, you know, you can't say he's a whack job. I don't know what his deal is. But boy, he got it. Everybody all fired up over the weekend too, talking about he has CTE and all this stuff. From why he has CTE, and it was one of his teammates. Okay.
Well, he may be on another level, Antonio Brown. In fairness,
he's
that's by the way, talk about guys costing themselves money. I don't know who's lost more money than Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I don't know if he even
Kyrie lost his Nike deal. I guess his Nike deal's set to be up here, but Antonio Brown, how much did he lose?
I don't even think Antonio Brown has any idea at all. But I'll tell you what, when we talk about around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing, you're talking about somebody that's been around a long time and really good at what they do, starting with great service. Trained and certified technicians, more than 100 trucks on the road every day, 7 days a week, to take care of all your air conditioning problems. We have new air conditioning units ready to go right now. And around-the-clock plumbing works the same way. Licensed, experienced plumber, 7 days a week for all your daily plumbing problems inside and out. Also, the Water Heater Kings of South Florida. We have box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters. And we got all different sizes for you in our warehouse right now for same-day installation. That's our goal. You call today, we deliver today. That's the goal every day. So financing plans to go with it as well. 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER. The next time you have any kind of plumbing problems or need that new water heater, we've got Rheem water heaters ready for you. Family owned and operated, Eric and Mike and Chippy and the boys all still there. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back. Happy Monday morning to everybody. Hope everybody out there had a good weekend. A lot of rain. Got rained out, man. Got rained out on my tennis game, but that's okay. That's all right. Still able to do the old guy walk. Can't beat the old guy walk. Anyway, wanted to say this, man. It was fun to watch Miami with their best win this season going up to Clemson, getting a 78-74 win. Of course, they've got Duke tonight. Reason I bring it up, I get really tired of coaches that are making a lot of money that have been around a long time that don't like the system that is set up and start accusing other teams of doing things that aren't illegal, like paying players. Did you catch it, Woody, about what I'm about ready to say? Did you catch Syracuse? Jim Boeheim, did you hear what he had to say?
Yeah, I know he ripped Miami because they bought their team, right?
He bought their team. Yeah. So he originally came out and said Pitt, and Miami, Pitt, and Wake Forest all bought their teams. Because, you know, Syracuse, and then he was, you know, they're asking how much longer are you going to coach, and, oh, I'll coach for as long as I want, it's my call, and everything. So he talks about his guys. He goes, yeah, we don't have anybody making more than $20,000 a year. You know, like, okay. So we have a couple guys. Obviously, the two have been two of the best players on the team or from the transfer portal. And he's complaining. So Pitt and Wake Forest said, hey, man, we didn't do that. He goes, no, I'm sorry. That was my bad. It was just Miami. Like, shut up, man. Seriously.
Jim Boeheim's like 90 years old. It's time, man. It's time to go away. It's time to hang. I thought he was going to when he got in that car issue he had. I thought he was going to call it a quits there. But he, yeah, man, it's time to go. Like, that's the team you're going to take a shot at, Miami, because they got two guys on an NIL deal?
I mean,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, he made it sound like it was the UCLA Bruins back when they were undefeated.
Don't act like Miami's built some dream team here with a bunch of money that they just set up. Like, most of those guys were already in the program. So he's an idiot. His team sucks. He sucks. And it's time to go. Well, it's just time to go, man. Like, there's no need for these guys anymore.
They got a lot of teams before you went. Before you win, everybody sucks again for a second time today.
Well, he got my blood boiling with that comment. Like, you can say Miami bought their team. Like, why don't you do a little research? Like, I'm sorry they're better than you, but why don't you do a little research before you start ripping people?
Well, he made it sound like they broke some kind of NCAA. It's a violation of what they did. Like, no, just happened in basketball, not just football.
Why don't you ask some of your donors? Syracuse got a lot of famous people that went there.
Listen,
why don't you ask some of your people to shell out a few bucks and get some players?
Don't think some of their guys aren't getting paid. Anyway.
Guy starts his kids. His kids are in his starting lineup. Like, maybe go get some real players instead of playing your kids.
Well, listen, I don't know why he goes there. Like, look, man, we got to play better, but you can complain privately if you really think that Miami is paying those guys too much money and it's – But I got to be honest with you, it's not like either one of those guys going in the first round. And I'm not taking shots at them. They're a great fit for Miami. But calm down a little bit. Just calm down a little bit. It was just very disappointing. Not always a very likable guy, even though he's been a great coach for a long time. He's won a lot of games. And was his last championship with the guy that the ball sticks to, was that his last one, Carmelo Anthony? Was that his last championship he had? That's what I thought. Anyway, hey, listen, we've got –
You got your shot at Carmelo in, though, man.
I did get that.
Did you have that play? Have that written down in front of you there?
No.
Take shot at Carmelo?
No.
You always get it in, bro.
No, I just wanted to make sure that we were
– I like Carmelo. I don't know why you always take shots at him.
Yeah. Is he playing?
He is not playing at the moment, no.
That's weird. He actually has played pretty well as a role player.
Well, I think when his time with the Lakers ran out, that was it. Right? Wasn't that the last team he was on with LeBron?
Portland, and did he go to the Lakers? Yeah, he did go to the Lakers.
LeBron over there.
Yeah,
it was like the old big three, right?
Oh, Woody, I'm sorry. I had
You did get your shot.
I did get a little jab in there. You're
right. Jim Boeheim's a bum. Make those comments. What an idiot. How many more of these old coaches are we going to hear make these comments, by the way, whether it's football or basketball, whatever? Like, either get with the times and take your giant contracts and shut up, or don't. Like,
well, you can't be making that's like Saban out complaining when you're making $11 or $12 million a year, whatever it is that your salary's now up to. Like, stop it. Like, you got to stop complaining about the money. By the way, I don't think the money's going to destroy the sport. Oh, this money's going to destroy it. I don't know. Games look pretty good on TV. It didn't look like it destroyed anything. Doesn't look like everybody's throwing money out while they're playing, except for we make a big deal about it with the new world. Yeah, guys are getting paid. Guys are getting paid. Anyway, we have not only Duke and Miami tonight. You got Panthers in Tampa Bay, and Panthers got to get this thing rolling, and a big congratulations to Matthew Tkachuk, who won the MVP of the NHL All-Star Game over the weekend, so good for him. Not a lot of time to celebrate, though, because Tampa Bay comes in and have a nice little lead on you quietly again as they just keep on winning themselves and in good shape, but 24, 22, and 6, 30 games left in the season and a few points out of that that eighth and final playoff position. So really got to start playing their best right now to get back in this thing. And, of course, the Heat have a couple of days off. They'll play the Pacers Wednesday and then Friday, Saturday, Houston and Orlando to try to get things going after losing three out of four on the road. All competitive games. Had a chance in all of them to win and just couldn't get it done. All kinds of stuff going on here today. Lots of news from the Miami Hurricanes football team. Not only is Josh Gattis out, Kevin Steele, the defensive coordinator, has accepted a job with Alabama. And so, Mario, who, by the way, I got to be really honest, I don't think he's heartbroken over either guy taking off. I don't. Don't think at all. They're both making really good money. But I don't think Mario Cristobal's too upset about either guy taking off or being one being forced out and the other one deciding to take the Alabama job. Just don't think there's going to be anybody upset about those moves down in Coral Gables at all. All right, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Alec Ingold, the Miami Dolphins fullback, will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. We'll talk to Alec. Got a new book out, man. I tell you what, he is a neat guy to be around and talk to. He's really got his act together with his motivational stuff and overcoming obstacles and everything, adversity, all the things that he's been through. And he's got a brand new book out, so we'll talk to him about that. And we'll talk. You know, it's a kind of interesting question I always wonder about with the players. How hard is his offense, Mike McDaniel's offense, to learn? How hard is it with all the adjustments and motion and start on the ball, you're off the ball, another guy's got to go, you go in motion, you stop, another guy goes in motion, constantly trying to confuse people. And I always wonder about all that stuff, what it was like, because we didn't have all that stuff. We didn't have it. I'll tell you what, we do have 7 o'clock hours coming up here. We'll get back and get in a lot more stuff here coming up this morning. What a busy busy weekend. My God. Super Bowl plus all this stuff going on down here. And the NBA trade deadline did not wait until Thursday at 3 p.m. Kyrie Irving is now it's a weird one. Kyrie Irving and the Dallas Mavericks. That just doesn't look like a good fit. And I know Luka Doncic's real good. He's real good. It just doesn't seem like a real good fit. I might be wrong. Maybe it'll be happy for once. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it will happen. Kind of like going to your South Florida Chevy dealers. You go there, you're in a good mood. You go, wow, he's right. These products here at your South Florida Chevy dealers have never been better than they are right now. Start looking at all the SUVs, smaller, the midsize, the big boys. Man, they got something for everybody. With more space, got some brand new looks, like the Tahoe and the Suburban. Got more of a sporty look and added more space to the big, big SUVs. And the midsize SUV has as much space as any midsize SUV you will ever see with a great look to go with it. Of course, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox got a rolling too. And Silverado trucks. They make so many different style Silverado trucks at your South Florida Chevy dealerships. They want to let you know we've got one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Full-time working truck, need a family truck, we got them for you. Hey, these are best overall products we've ever had when it comes to cars, trucks, and SUVs. So find out for yourself, man. Take some test drives. New and used, we are loaded and ready for you to have a great experience and get exactly what you need, especially if you're looking around right now and the lease is up or you're just tired of what you're driving and want to get something new, stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Take some test drives. You'll fall in love. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.